Hey, guess what? Someone say what? Someone in the room say what?
What?
We're still the skirts!
I was about to say, are we still the skirts?
We're still the skirts!
We're still the skirts.
We got like a small handful. We're taking all the glamour right out of this. We're just showing you how it's done. Am I in the right key?
We were never too glamorous to begin with.
We're a DIY, scrappy, thrifty... What? Josie's trying to communicate something to me, but I don't know what it is. Welcome to the sausage.
We're gonna make new shirts soon. We haven't had shirts in a while, but we're just gonna go to like Garment District and like get every blank t-shirt we can find from the dollar a pound pile and screen print on those.
We have merch. When you see us, take a sticker, steal a CD. We made it all. You can steal it, I swear. I promise. I refer to that as the liberation model of consumerism.
We might be sad if you take, like, a CD without paying for it, but, like, we'll live.
But if you bump it, it's worth it. Cool. Right. This is a cover.
Definitely take the stickers, though. They're supposed to be free.
Yeah, the stickers are actually free. This song is going out to my mom, who knows that I love this song. And, that about covers it, right? Are we good? Okay. Are we good? Are you all good out there? Shout out to Vanessa in LA. Or not LA, somewhere in California listening. Just wanted to drop that one in there. Shout out to all of our parents listening right now.
New York, Pennsylvania.
And good old Easton, Massachusetts. All right, cool. Here we go.
Time!
Well, throwback. Speaking of throwbacks, you may recognize this song from past
Skirts Experience.
Skirtsings. Past skirtsing. Oh my god, that was right at the microphone.
Yeah, see, at least I'm going into the corner of shame when I have to cough.
See, Willow is going into the corner of shame when she has to cough. We got a few more for you. Buckle up. Josie, take it away. It's one called Irish Goodbye. Something in their life? Well, if you want to, then maybe you just should.
Thank you.
more for y'all. It's about trying to pick a fight with your best friend and being like, whoa, why'd I do that? She's great. Why on earth would I think? I'm just stalling while I move my capo. We got one more for you. We've been the Skirts. Big thanks to Joel and the sound booth. Big thanks to On the Town with Mikey D. Big thanks to all of our parents for listening. We know for a fact it's really cute. Thanks to everyone else who's listening. We got New Haven. Doesn't want me to say his name. We got a lot of folks going on right now. Last song. We'll catch you at the interview.
Shout out also to Jewel, who I think is listening.
Yo, yeah, Medford.
Yes. Somerville.
Somerville, whatever. Okay, I'm ready. If you had told me this time last year that I would be standing here, it's like I said, shoot your shot, and then the world said, hold my beer. I think I've set personal records with the sportsmanship I've shown, and you could notch up my whole bad boast with the chances I have blown. New year, same deal. At this price, you consider it a steal. Catch you at the interview. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much to The Skirts, coming to you live from Studio D on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We will be talking to them shortly. It's true. It's going to happen. But first, let's hear some more music, shall we?
Give the love. started with wandering contraband. The poet blinked twice, she can see the deepest impossible sea. Now we're walking together, singing the songs of some SOB stuck in a dream. We're the dancer and the prey monster. Don't you know there's a killer on the road? So slam cut to present day America. There's weirdness in the woods, I'm alone. And I can't stop looking at my phone. Now we're cheering on assassins, adjusting our glasses, pretending that a verse could set us free. Or a bad joke or a single helix, it's all the same to a ghost with a guitar. Folk music is insane. Music is insane. We're back in a different time. Who knows where? I've been here before. Hear those chimes of the brand names washed out with the tide. Now you're better than ever. Your mood, like the weather, is overcast with a chance of regret. Prepare pianos and tape loops and the rarest of B-sides. I've absolutely ruined my life. Folk music is insane. 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 I know it's not nostalgia. Won't you meet me in the parlor? Can't escape forever. And there's something in the water. Folk music is insane. I know it's not nostalgia. Won't you meet me in the parlor? We can't escape forever. And there's something in the water.
Yes, the longest song ever by Hallelujah the Hills. That's a new one from them, and I love that band, so I wanted to play it. So there we go. As promised, the interview with The Skirts.
Yay! Woo! We sound so tired.
It's okay. This is what this room is for. It's like, oh my God, it's an interview, but you get a comfy chair, you have some air conditioning, you can relax a little
bit. I feel very relaxed. Thank you.
This is a very comfy chair.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, they're kind of like, well, what's the deal with these chairs? But once you sit down in them, they're well used. They're broken in, but not broken.
The butts of 100 musicians have sat upon this throne. And now we, the Skirts.
Et cetera. Et cetera, et cetera. Yes, we got it. Cool. You had announced earlier, thank you very much for playing. That was awesome.
Thank you for having
very
us.
Very fun. You had announced earlier that there was a show of some sort, perhaps?
We got a few shows coming up. On the 6th of February, we are playing the Jungle Community Music Room with our friends Y-Try and Serena Z. And that's booked by Carissa Johnson at Fuelheart Productions. Yay. And then on the 9th, we have something really special happening. I don't know where Outpost... Is that Outpost 186?
Outpost 186. It's in Inman Square.
In Inman Square. This is a place called Outpost 186. And shout out to my house right now. I live at a place called The Fox Den, and we call ourselves the Fox Denizens, and we are putting on a Fox Den festival on the 9th at Outpost 186 from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're every single one of us who has a band, our band is playing. Those of us who do art, we're doing live art. Those of us who cook, we're going to do a potluck.
It's so great because we'll finally get to see Freaking, because they always have shows the same nights we have
shows.
Shout
out to Freaking, who has a show right now.
At O'Brien's.
That's our friend. That's my roommate's band that we've never seen. Josie, say something. There we go. Nailed it. I just felt like we were monopolizing the air. Anyway, those are our two shows coming up. What'd you say?
I said monopolize away.
Oh. And I cut you off anyway, so there we go. And that's all we got for shows coming up, I think.
Whoa. Well, that's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
I've not even heard of Outpost 186.
Neither have I.
I feel like I've heard of it before
once. Is that the one that's like the Elks Lodge?
Maybe? I don't know. Ooh, there might be like folk stuff that happens there most of the time.
Wait, on the count of three, every single person with a microphone theorize about what Outpost 186 is. 1, 2, 3. Is it that place where we once saw that other band that was...
I got nothing. It's the place in Inman Square that's not the lily pad.
Okay, good. Rude. That doesn't help me at all. But okay, good. That's one more place to go and see shows. That's awesome. Okay, well, that's it. No, I'm just kidding.
Bye.
I'm at a loss. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Oh, actually. Oh, dang.
Actually.
Dang. Willow and I are going on what I refer to as an infernocation, wherein we drive far distances. I've dragged Josie on these things, too. She's familiar with the concept of traveling far and wide to see this band, the World Inferno Friendship Society.
Oh, yeah.
So they're touring their new album right now, All Borders Are Porous
and
to
Cats.
And
the closest they get to us on this tour is Philadelphia. So
we're going to go to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Whoa.
And hang out with our friends in Philly for a few days, going to stop in New York, see my parents. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I know you're still listening. I was betting earlier that they have a cassette deck with record.
Oh, yeah, right.
Going.
Next to speaker.
I'm like fairly certain.
That's
I
awesome.
Bet you any money. Josie, what are you doing this weekend?
I think I have work on Saturday. It sounds so boring.
Capitalism.
Compared to going to Philly.
Well, not all of us can be as frivolous with our energies.
I mean,
and
I can't, money. But sometimes I am anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that definitely sounds like pretty fun. You know, not bad.
We're doing a taco bar. It's tradition at our friend's house, slumber party style.
Wow.
Shout out to Hillary, who's listening right now, and anyone in World Inferno who is probably playing a show at this moment. But,
yeah, no, they have a show right now.
But we like you a lot.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. What have you recorded recently? Musically.
Yes. We all go, what, recording? Musically? Like, we all like, give Joel like blank stares.
I'm talking about your DVR. Like, I don't care about that right now.
I mean,
we can talk about it if you
want
to.
I don't know. I could plug some NBC stuff. No, I'm kidding. We self-produce. Actually, we're a thrifty bunch of broads here.
Nice.
We have a live album from our last time we played on this show.
Whoa.
And that's the most album we have out. It's our only full band album. And we are absolutely going to take the best of the creme de la crop of that past set. Yes. And get another.
It's about to be the only full band material we have recorded that I'm on.
Right?
That's
welcome, Willow, for Skirts version 3.4. Other
Six
than that,
and counting?
I record in my room with an audio interface, my little Scarlett 2i2. And the only reason Josie isn't on most of our homebrewed recordings is because I don't know how to record drums.
Mm.
And also, she lives in Worcester, and I feel.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. She comes in all the time. Big ups to Josie for coming in.
Oh, nice.
But the coolest thing we're doing, mm-hmm. and I keep forgetting to say this, we're making a lyric zine to release with this new live album that will, whenever it comes out, I wrote out all the lyrics in my journals and I scanned them and I did a bunch of, all in Microsoft Paint, mind you. I did a bunch of copy pasting and I did little doodles. It looks awesome. Ask me to send you the drive files for the zine draft because the zine looks lit.
So you're all the lyrics. It's a lyric zine.
It's a lyric zine.
That's fantastic.
With a little bit of details about us as Skirts and our instruments too.
Wow.
As requested by Drew. Shout out to Drew.
Shout out to Drew.
That's pretty impressive. How do people find your music and the zine and everything?
Well, it's a little. There's some conflict in the scene. Yeah. If you ask us, it's herecomethesskirts.com. If you ask so many of our friends who paraphrase so beautifully, it's anywhere from we are the skirts to there go the skirts. But if you go to herecomethesskirts.com, shout out to Paige, who designed our website. Shout out to Jimmy, who helped with the doodles when they were in the band. For the background, you'll see what that means when you go. But Here Come the Skirts is basically, you'll find us anywhere. On Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud. But yeah, like us on Spotify, the Skirts. We're that logo with the blue and the hairy
and the
legs.
Skirts.
And the skirt. Yeah, we're the one with the skirt.
Don't forget about the skirt.
Wait, did he mention there's a skirt?
So do you have skirt merch?
We do. We make it all.
Of course you do.
We have CDs that we burn and write all the details on. And we have shirts and patches that we silk screen. And we have stickers that are free. And you know what? A certain sticker company, unnamed, sent me the wrong stickers. So I actually got to get in touch with them. I don't want to blow up their spot, but that's a mental note. That we got pins in the works. They're on their way. We got a bunch of Pokemon stickers, though.
Oh,
so someone who ordered Pokemon's, I didn't tell you this, yeah, delivered to me at the house at the Fox Den were a bunch of Pokemon stickers. And I was like, this is not Skirts merch, but we have them now. So if you want a Pokemon sticker, find me at the Fox Den.
What Pokemon?
Do I look like I know?
Some people do know,
but do I look like I know?
I definitely don't know.
No, I don't know either.
I have no clue.
I would know like probably the older ones.
She'll have to come identify them. Yeah. Jesse's gonna have to come over and identify.
I'm drummer and Pokemon naturalist. Identification expert.
See, and just at a meeting at work today, somebody was like playing music like over like just like here, everybody, while we're waiting, let's listen to this piece of music, and I'm like, that's kind of familiar. And then suddenly someone goes, oh yeah, that's a Pokemon theme.
Oh my god,
like, what?
I wouldn't have known. Wait, gotta catch them all.
No, it was instrumental.
Oh my gosh!
So
wow.
If I heard it, obviously I heard the lyrics, I would be like, oh yeah, I know what that is. But like, it's a little familiar, but I can't quite place it. Oh, because it's a Pokemon theme.
Right. Uh-huh. Not my fandom, gotta say. I got a lot of weird ones. That's not one of them for me.
It's awesome. I have not heard a band manage to play and do banter and play and do banter and play and do banter with such like natural rhythm. You guys are impressive.
Your interpretation of the word manage is so generous. No, the hardest part is that we're sweating so hard right now. And the hardest part is at a live show, people can see that we're like jumping and flailing and like flipping Muppets. And then they can see, oh, in between songs, she obviously needs to catch her breath. That's why there's like a blah.
And it used to be a lot harder before I was in the band.
That's
I would
true.
Watch the Skirts playing and then like Smash would be the only person talking on stage the mm-hmm. whole time.
Now we have Willow, who is no fear, no fear for the microphone, Willow. That's what they call you, right, babe? Willow, plug your own solo project if you want.
Oh yeah. I play folk music by myself as Quaint Devices. I also play folk music in a duo called the Leafy Greens. Leafy Greens are recording soon, so.
There's that.
Josie, do you want
to
plug anything you do in your life?
Quaintdevices.bandcamp.com. That's all.
I'm on Tinder.
She's on Tinder? You heard it here first, ladies. She's on Tinder.
Swipe right.
Swipe right on that one. Oh She's gosh. A keeper.
She's a catch.
We would know.
Thanks, guys.
That's the greatest shout-out ever. Awesome. Well, this is The Skirts. Thank you all again so much for playing and hanging out with us today. Shows one more time.
Shows 2-6 at The Jungle with Y Try and Serena Z, and then 2-9 at Outpost 186 in Inman Square with Freaking, Rugoso, probably Still, probably Curtistic doing some art. I don't know. All my roommates are involved. Just get there, okay? My parents will be there.
There's going to be Imbiras.
There will be Imbiras. Pacific Marimba will be playing.
Okay. That sounds like I've never heard of that before.
I don't know either. Yeah.
It sounds exactly like I've never heard of it before, in case you're wondering. All right. Thank you guys again very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See if I can talk and do music at the same time. I don't know.
I've been on stored. Hey!
we are starting to run out of time, which is just shocking. So I want to quickly tell you what we have been playing. We, you know, the royal we, because that's what I am, royalty. We just heard from Tad Overbaugh with Hey Lonely, coming off of Demons in the Dust, which was released on Rumbar Records in 2018. We've had quite a few Rumbar artists this evening. Before that, we heard from Noble Dust, Where I Left You, coming off of And the Tide Rises. Before that was Trinary System with Living by Flashlight, coming off of Amplify the Amplifiers, released 2019. We started the set off with Hallelujah the Hills with their song Folk Music is Insane, coming off of I'm You. And as I said before, I like that band. I like that song. It's pretty awesome. We are just about out of time, so let's get right back to it. I can slide in a couple more. Thank you all for tuning in. Come back next Wednesday. More local rock, more bands, more is more. Also, go see some bands. There's a million playing out in Boston and the surrounding areas this weekend and for many, many days in the coming week. Yeah, always a good time. Next up, we have Someone You Can X-Ray. Where do they come up with these things? You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. Now, seriously? I don't know what I did. This always happens, all right? I'm under, like, you know, time pressure here. Okay, that's where I put it. Okay, awesome. All right, we're doing it now. Someone You Can X-Ray right here on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Shine a light on what could be. from the ashes that burn me. I won't give up. Shine a light on what could be. When my worry won't be the memory you see.
I hope you find life together that you please. And now I won't have to keep you at my throat or at my feet. You will not keep me on my guard or on my knees. I think we had a nice time in November. As I recall, we did enjoy the falling leaves. But we watched the winter rolling and take everything we'd stolen from the optimists and altruists and thieves. And now your head is off somewhere starting fires, and your heart is spitting into the sea. But if your rage won't set you free,